Hi again, everyone. So let's see. I think Divine Light Ignite Part 5, if I'm not mistaken. Today we're continuing our journey with chakras. I trust you were really able to feel that source energy in your heart chakra. If you felt nothing, or if you really struggled with that, well, that's about your ability to love yourself unconditionally. You see, the Divine Self loves you unconditionally. You are its creation, and it created you to do exactly what you're doing, to live the life that you're living, to have the experiences that you're experiencing. Those were mapped, to have the interactions you were having. Those are contracted. So everything is playing out as it should, even though when we're inside the story, it very often feels like it really isn't. It feels like we're messing everything up. And it's a truism that when people attain a level of enlightenment, when they truly awaken, they have a moment where everything just seems very funny, where they just laugh and laugh and laugh. That's quite a normal experience. And the reason for this is there's a moment of realizing the ridiculousness of it all. This life that you worked so hard and tried so hard and kept trying to hone yourself and perfect yourself and get yourself right. And you were always right. You were always perfect. You just couldn't see it. But this is a whole huge topic on its own, and you may or may not be ready to receive information like that. So the point is, we have hurts which make us feel unworthy, unlovable, anything but divine. And these hurts are the blockage between the Divine Self and you. And as you work on loving yourself, as you really work to love this person and allow the Divine Self to love this person in your words, in the things you say, in the things you think, in the things you do, in your being, treating this person like your most beloved, like a child that needs your nurturing. As you do, so you melt these blockages. Now, if you really are having trouble with that, I do intend in due course to release a kind of a primer, how to love yourself, sort of a primer. And in the meantime, I would definitely recommend also on my website, Emma's Story. It's available for free. You can download that for free. It's a journey into radical self-love. So there are things that you can do on self-love if you're really feeling this blockage. But we need to carry on. So I'm going to assume that you felt some of this wonderful energy, this unconditional love, this divine source energy flowing into your heart. We're going to kind of pick it up from there. Now, for today's meditation, I'm going to suggest to you that you take your stopwatch and you increase your timer from 5 minutes, perhaps to 10 minutes. You will find it's not such a huge thing to do, a 10-minute meditation today. So set your timer for 10 minutes, and then I will tell you in a moment when to start it. So today's meditation begins as last did with this breathing like the ocean. All right, so once again, please get your posture straight. If you're sitting or lying down, straighten your spine. Feel into your body. Just be with your body. Feel what your body is feeling. And then begin your breath. Find your rhythm. Deep, slow breathing. And I really do find, the more I do this, the more I practice this, the more powerful it becomes. my ability to very quickly feel the tingling, the coolness, the energy of the prana. So I hope you are finding the same thing to be true, finding that you can fairly quickly find and feel the prana. And once again, we're breathing prana into our heart, becoming aware of the heart muscle, particularly in the gaps between the breaths. Breathing this healing, cool, fresh energy into the heart muscle, allowing calming and relaxing to happen. And now, reaching for that awareness that we gained last time, the awareness of the sacred innermost heart chakra, finding it in the center of your being, and allowing that this is a portal that connects to the divine, and that you can open that portal simply by feeling gratitude, by finding that thank you that allows unconditional love to flow. And flows once again into your heart chakra. Choose to affirm that you love yourself unconditionally. Find words for this that work for you. That might be simple. I love myself unconditionally. I am unconditional love. You might want something more powerful and direct, I don't know, something like, I love myself no matter what. I am a perfect expression of divine love. You will find your mantra, your statement, your affirmation of the truth of the opening of your inner heart chakra. That allows this love to flow. Now you have an outer heart chakra too. This is the chakra that is normally referred to as the heart chakra. It's the place of emotions. When you have made friends with your emotions, when you love your emotions, when you have understood that your emotions are powerful engine room, creator tools, I suppose. Creator tools for your reality. When you've understood that they are here for your purpose, for your use, when you've learned to use them, when you're not a victim to them, when you don't fear or despise them, when you aren't trying to shut them down, then your outer heart chakra can begin to open. It opens in the front of your chest first. And this upwelling of unconditional love that you have fetched and received from the divine can flow out through your outer heart chakra, like a beam of light going on in the night, like a new star in the heavens. You are now switching on. You are now present here with your divine light, and you are shining your divine light out into the eternal darkness of this deeply forgetting reality. Here I am now with my light. Here I am now shining bright. And if you can accomplish just this, then you're already doing something beautiful, bringing the light of the divine into this world and shining it. Energetically, you are right now unconditionally loving the world. You are shining your light without saying, oh, the world needs to change in this way and that way. It needs to fix itself up and get itself right before I'll love it. You're simply shining your light, loving the world. And because the world is a kind of a hall of mirrors, it's a crazy place that reflects back at you whatever you give to it, but it reflects it with distortions and confusions, and sometimes it takes a long time for it to reflect, and there's all kinds of things going on in the world, and that's okay. Your job is not to worry about the world, just shine your light, and in due course, eventually, depending on the frequency of your vibration, what you put out comes back to you. So you open your rear heart chakra with the awareness that this light will be returning to you. And when it does, you return it to source and shine more. And so a cycle, a pattern is set up, an energetic pattern of you broadcasting light to the world. And in this moment, it's really as if you are becoming an agent of loving kindness to the world. You are transmitting this energy. And I'd like you to reach over to your stopwatch if you're doing that. And you can begin your 10 minutes. And for your next 10 minutes, to simply be an agent of loving kindness to the world, shining your light, knowing, feeling, becoming cognizant, being mindful or mindless, being with the loving kindness that you are bathing the world in. If things come to your mind, people, situations, if something arises, then send loving kindness to it until it too dissipates. Loving kindness, loving kindness, loving kindness. For 10 minutes, and then I will see you again tomorrow.